sacrifice and renounce your paltry gods. Your salvation is at hand. Isalka!
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Listen to these words. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Now bring it down hard. Someday, put it together.
What are you doing?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Come on. Subtle, take it back.
What are you doing?
I'm distracting you, you big turd blossom.
What's up, everybody? We are on to movie number 10 of our MCU rewatch. I cannot tell you how hyped I've gotten over the last few weeks, from Avengers to Winter Soldier, now Guardians. It's just some of my favorite movies in the MCU. When you think of Marvel, you don't typically think of the soundtracks, right? There's definitely themes that are like the Avengers themes, for example. Dun 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 dun. Wait, what is that? I don't even know what that was. But you know what I'm talking about. The Marvel Avengers theme. Like, everybody knows that. But there aren't typically like soundtracks where you really connect with. It's something that makes you remember and be like, oh, that's a great soundtrack. You know what I mean? Black Panther is definitely one of those. The first Black Panther where they had a really good soundtrack. And I'd have to say Guardians of the Galaxy probably has the best soundtrack of any Marvel movie. If you can think of other ones, let me know in the comments. I'd love to go back and listen to them right now. On a budget of $232 million, Guardians of the Galaxy made a whopping $773 million. That's really good. Mad props to James Gunn. Do you know when Guardians of the Galaxy came out? Can you remember? Because it was a long time ago. It's actually really funny because we are on episode 10 and Guardians of the Galaxy came out 10 years ago on August. There's two dates for some reason. Let's go by the earlier date. July 21st, 2014. There's actually a pretty cool story about how James Gunn got Guardians of the Galaxy made. You should go check it out. He didn't think he was going to get it. I don't want to butcher the story because I don't remember all of it, but go give it a quick Google search. You know, if you're on the crapper and you need something to read. One common theme I've noticed in watching all these movies is how incredible the casting is. I find myself at the end of each film going, wow, they did a perfect job with the leads. Chris Pratt is no different. What a Star-Lord. There's no way they could have cast anyone better. I know one of my favorite actors, Glenn Howerton, was in the running for Star-Lord, but he didn't get it, which is okay. I'm sure he's going to be cast Doctor Doom in the future in some kind of Marvel role. So we just got to wait and give it a chance. This has got to be one of the first big films that Dave Bautista did, which he obviously crushed. And he's turned out to be one of the greatest wrestler turned actors of our time. Gamora. Zoe Saldana's got to have like an infinity gauntlet of top franchises that she's been in. Star Trek, Avatar, this. I'm sure she's going to do something in DC for James Gunn. He's going to bring his best people. It's just going to happen. Why? And I'm sure not everybody's going to come, but he has actors he likes to work with. And the actors he does like to work with are excellent. So why not bring them along? You know what I mean? I know Zoe Saldana's done, and I know Dave Bautista's done. But if you ask me, I think Drax can probably come back because with all that makeup, you can't even really tell it's him. But it's, I don't know, it might not work. Two actors I definitely think can last forever are Groot and Rocket Raccoon. You don't even know anyone can voice the characters. They're just CGI, right? And then you have Michael Rooker as Yondu. Oh, that guy was so good. Oh boy, when I found you on Terra, ah, God, why do you keep bringing that up and throwing it in my face? Most people don't think to eat other people. Chris Pratt, man. I need more comedy, Chris Pratt. Like, this guy needs to do another sitcom. Andy was one of the greatest sitcom characters of all time. For those of you who don't know, Chris Pratt was a lead in Parks and Recreation, which was a spinoff. Not a spinoff. It's a similar show to The Office. This film had comedy. It had heart. It had music. It had a great villain. It had the first real, like, Infinity Stone that we saw on screen, you know, because they were in all the other ones. You had the Mind Stone in Avengers. You had whatever the Ether was. I don't know what stone the Ether was. Reality Stone, probably. And then this one, I think this was the Power Stone. I don't know which stones are which. Like, oh, shit! What the f*** is that? What the f***? Oh my God. That scared the shit out of me. What the f*** was that? I'm just recording and some f***ing cockroach comes. Or flies. Oh, God. What was that? It was some kind of bug. Nasty. Ugh. I killed it. Killed that thing. Ugh. Where was I? So this film had great villains. It gave us the mythos of the Infinity Stones, which was awesome. Oh, okay. I think I'm just scared. That was just a shadow. Mythos of the Infinity Stones, which is awesome, which, funny enough, James Gunn just made up. That's what he told, I think, Michael Rosenbaum when he went on his podcast. So that was funny. You had Thanos was there. Like, seeing Thanos was so cool because we kind of only got him in passing. But here he was more prevalent. And also Gamora's his daughter. Nebula, that reminds me. Nebula was great. I hope we get to see more of Nebula because we have the Guardians, right? I need to calm myself down after that. I definitely overreacted, but that was gross. It was just like some bug that just flew at me. It looked like it was coming right at me. Ugh, nasty, nasty shit. Speaking of bugs, we're approaching Ant-Man. That is not the next film, though. All right, folks, it's that time of the podcast. Where does Guardians of the Galaxy rank? Let's do it. Let's do our rankings from 10 up, and then you'll see when Guardians comes. All right, cool. Number 10 in our MCU power rankings is Iron Man 3. Number 9, Iron Man 2. Number 8, Thor Dark World. Number 7, Thor. Number 6, The Hulk. So that means Guardians of the Galaxy has cracked the top 5 of our MCU power rankings. Number 5, Iron Man. Number 4, Captain America. Number 3, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. That's right, folks. Guardians of the Galaxy will come in at number 3 on our MCU power rankings. I know I keep saying it. I just think it sounds so cool. Number 2 is Avengers, and number 1 is Captain America Winter Soldier. So that is our MCU rankings so far on week 10. Tune in next week when we will be on our second Avengers movie, Avengers Age of Ultron. Yeah, another Avengers movie. Let's go!